You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I got a couple of things that are, it's like worldwide odds and ends for you. The first one is a message that was sent to us on Facebook. Her name is Ashley, and she just wrote in and said, I absolutely love that even though I am currently living in China teaching English, I can still fall asleep at night listening to my favorite morning radio show back in the States.
Oh, sleep tight.
Thankful for radio streaming. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. So that's Ashley. She's living in China.
Oh, isn't technology fantastic?
It's a bust.
Sleep
I
well.
Was texting with somebody yesterday that was 2 hours outside of Tokyo in the air over the ocean. Texting. Sending pictures, talking.
That's insane.
That just boggles my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sending texts over the ocean right now.
Yet still they
fascinating.
Won't deliver pizza at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Although technology is still confusing for me, especially if I'm using my phone. I can do things well on the computer or my laptop. When I get to my phone,
last night.
Right. My fingers fumble. And so yesterday I looked up somebody online and then checked one of Jeremy's things. And by doing that, I tagged their photo with Jeremy. And yeah. Jeremy sends me a note. He's like, who is that?
I was like,
well, it's a friend of mine. I said, why are you on there? And they're like, oh.
I don't know.
I'm not very good at this stuff.
I'm an attractive blonde woman.
Don't do that when you're Facebook stalking somebody. I'll tell you that much.
I'm fumbling. I'm not that good at that. So that's the first story. So that's from China. The second one is from France. Now, we've talked before and had some fun on this show about the whole idea of nude beaches. I have seen topless beaches overseas, and it's not what people think. It's not
Hollywood has ruined us.
The grotto at the Playboy Mansion.
Correct. Yeah. It's not like the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated, just so you guys know.
This is people of Walmart.
It's your mom.
So the thing is that this one particular nude beach in France, I guess they just assume that everyone's going to look at each other, and you're going to, if not ogle, you will at least make eye. You'll check people out, but only if you're also nude. So they had a problem where apparently a bunch of guys, 10 of them, showed up at a nude beach, kept all of their clothes on, but just sat there and were staring at all the naked women.
Mouth breathing.
So some of the nude guys on the beach came up and confronted them.
Hey, what are you doing?
And they were like,
my eyes are up here, buddy.
And apparently the message was, get nude or get lost.
God, I can't tell you how many dollars I would have.
It's college. All
if
over
if
again.
I had a dollar for every time somebody said that to me.
So flipping true. Anyway, so that didn't go over well. A fight broke out, and it became a brawl, and the French riot police had to come in to break it up. A brawl between clothed and nude beachgoers.
Damn, I want to know who would have won that fight. I'm hoping the nudies.
No, the clothes guys.
I would say clothes.
One well-placed grab and those other guys are down.
Right.
Well, don't you think the guy in clothes would, I mean, they know what they got.
Although
a little intimidation factor, maybe?
Yeah, I still wouldn't grab those guys there, even if I was trying to defend myself and they were naked and I couldn't bring myself to grab that.
Well, how about tickle? Would you tickle
them?
I've had people ask me if I would be bothered going to a nude beach, and I was like, I don't.
Yeah,
I probably would. It's not like I'm all, you know, I'm not a prude or anything like that, but it's probably just the way we're raised, right? It's just cultural.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't need all that.
You weren't in a naked house.
I would not wish that on anybody.
God, imagine getting sunburned down there.
Right. And then if you're putting on sunscreen, you look like a perv. So.
Right. Yeah, you can stop now. I think it's covered.
I'm just protecting myself from the damaging rays of the sun.
Seriously, you've been doing that for like 5 minutes.
It's only SPF 1, so I've got to apply it frequently.
Yes. Every 10 minutes. Time to do it again. Can you get my back while I'm doing this?
Oh, that's classic.
That's good stuff.
Suddenly I want to go to a nude beach.
Right.
I'm on my way.
God.
Gross.
You know what?
Do they have a nude beach out at Chatfield or Cherry Creek
State?
They
do now.
No, they have topless pools in Vegas, though.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. You just got to know the right people.
Oh, all right.
Never mind.
All right. I'm going to move on to some more. We've got more odds and ends than we know what to do with today. One of them has to do with this girl in Florida who might be setting a new world record for the longest tongue.
How does that make you feel?
Turned on and grossed out all at the same time.
No, I don't like it because it's too much to...
She looks like a dog. I've seen the videos.
Apparently, she can lick Emily. She can lick her own eye.
Yeah, she pulls it out and then she pulls it up and touches her eye with it. And she does her ear.
That'll help in the workforce.
And her elbow.
You know, if she puts a video on YouTube and gets 3 million people to view it, she can sell advertising to that, probably make a killing.
It's impressive. I'd like to be the Guinness guy that has to go to the house and measure that. I mean, that's your job.
Yeah.
Let me get out my ruler.
Too much tongue, though. And I'm all for, you know, tongue kissing and stuff like that. But sometimes you get hold of somebody whose tongue is a little awkward.
She can control it. It's not like you're getting all 4.5 inches every time you friend.
She might. And you might like it. It's going down your throat, man.
The thing is, she is shattering the world record because the current world record is 3.97. Get that number in your head, 3.97. So you might think, oh, she's like 3.98 or maybe 4.01. No, she's 4.48. She shattered it by like, what is that, 15-20%?
Dang, girl. Oh,
that girl's got some tongue.
Is she single?
We're all thinking it. We all are.
Not thinking anything. I wonder if her food tastes better.
Dogs.
She's got more coverage.
Either that or by having more tongue, the taste buds are they're spread out too much.
So it's less flavor,
less
maybe.
Less coverage.
Less flavor.
She's never been to Flavor Country.
Flavor Town. Huh.
All right, so we got some others that we're going to put on hold. We're going to bring some of them back, I think, at 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking just briefly at 7 about dating someone that no one else is attracted to. And then Jeremy wanted to discuss this thing that I...
It's an epidemic, Dom, I think my wife has it.
I don't know if I would say I suffer from it. I'm afflicted with it.
Well, it's mostly women that have this, so you probably have it.
So I'm in touch with my feminine side?
Yeah, you're kind of chickish. You're kind of a candy.
I can't believe that is coming out of your mouth.
You're more chickish than me, I think.
You
nowadays.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
I really do.
I'm okay with that.
We'll have to think about
that. I'm at that age now where I don't care.
Oh,
anymore.
I know. You've told us.
I don't care.
Every day is relieving.
I don't gaff.
You go, girl.
I pass Dom in the garage. He's got his middle finger out of the car as he drives by.
His French tip out of the car. His French tip.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.